Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. We are having interviews with various peoples involved with the Chamber of Commerce Summit on cities within the global economy. And I have with me one of the sponsors, a newcomer to Puerto Rico, Frank Fox. Frank, welcome to my program.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Well, Frank, tell me about your company, why you've come to Puerto Rico, and we'll talk about, you know, why you've got involved with this Chamber of Commerce Summit on cities.
Sure. Well, we're first state of North American states, last Puerto Rico. We've come to Puerto Rico environment. We see a great opportunity here within this island to bring new technologies that are not available currently. We're involved with the Chamber because after looking at how to set up a foundation of a company, we felt the Chamber of Commerce would be the best avenue to go. Being involved in these summits, they're all about the growing economy and how do you grow with it. And we're not just a credit card processor. Our slogan is beyond the transaction. We mean that because we have products and services that help grow the economy, not just take a payment, but how can we improve businesses with the information and technology that we have. We have products like SpendTrend that can give a retailer actually spending habits of their clients. And as your economy grows, you need that data. You need raw data to help you move your business into that new global economy with different types of payment options, such as we turn your iPhone into a credit card machine. These are just some of the examples of what we can bring to the Puerto Rican community and bring them well beyond technology.
So. Yeah, the idea is for the summit, for the speakers that have come, and you're one of the speakers on one of the panels, is the use of data, real life use of the data to then improve the competitiveness. They give you the information that makes you better able to deal with your competition and to deal with your customers and all. So in fact, you have a great name for this particular
First Data.
For this particular summit, which is so data oriented.
Yeah, it's great to be here at the summit because that's what we're all about. We're a data driven company. We've advertised for years in our advertising, data driven, innovative, data driven technology. In today's growing economy, it's data that can bring your business more cost effective. If you can get data on the products that are selling in your store and know what products sell and don't sell, you can begin to market the right products instead of marketing a product that really doesn't sell because you don't know if it sells or not.
Right.
Because you don't know, it's hard to capture the spending habit. So if I could tell you, hey, this guy comes in your store and he always buys a Godiva chocolate bar. Well, instead of sending him an advertisement that he's going to throw away, a marketing piece, well, now you send him something that he actually buys. So you're not wasting your money. You're going to get him back into the store.
Right.
Because you're targeting his needs and wants because you know it now because we gave you that data.
For example, data, I was hearing a program and they're describing the sales by Cyber Monday, online sales, and they had 10 top products in terms of electronic online sales for that Monday were kind of amazing.
Friday.
Black Friday
we
is also, which would be on the retail.
We were able to tell everyone what was sold and so much data, they don't know what to do with it.
We had a presentation by someone at San Juan Rotary on what were the hot products. And later, when I heard this program, which is, you know, using the data from the online to what actually, you know, took place in terms of what were the top sale products during those 2 days, I thought that was a fascinating presentation, and you would be able to give that. I mean,
we'd give that to the small merchant, whether he's internet based or retail based. We can give him that data now, and that's invaluable. Everybody wants data today. That's what they want.
And with respect to you've been in Puerto Rico how long?
We've been in Puerto Rico all along.
Oh, yeah, but
different relationships.
In the background
but,
more.
But we've decided to come here and bring some a competitive edge. So we've been here test marketing for about 2 months, beta testing, and not beta testing whether we want to be here or not, beta testing on what are the needs, specific needs of the merchants here in Puerto Rico. What do they want? What are they unhappy with? And come up with the solutions for every one of their concerns. And that's what we did.
Okay.
For the first time, actually, in credit card processing history, it's never been done before. We did it here. We opened up an actual retail customer service center. So, yeah, you have your 1-800 number to talk to someone, but now you could actually walk in the door. And within the facility, you'll find, you know, you can purchase terminals or replace a terminal that's down, learn about new products. But we've taken it a step further in this industry. We're educating them on how to read their credit card statement. Why is this bill this bill? Why is it that amount? Well, this is why. They read Chinese, so it's hard to understand them. The second thing we're doing is we're bringing those new technologies, data-driven technologies, and those products, and holding seminars. This may be a product that can help your business, and let's explain to you how it's going to work. And then let's set you up with what we call marketing people to help you learn how to market that product. In addition, they could send their sales, their employees in. There's a way to swipe a credit card, and there's a way not to do it. You know.
Okay.
So we're educating them on, here's a way to lower cost. If a credit card swipes through the terminal, doesn't go through, this is what you do. Don't do this, because if you do this, it's actually going to cost you more money. So let's educate your employees on how to properly take that credit card, when to ask for a debit or when to ask for credit, because there's a difference. There's a cost factor with each, and there's a breaking point. So we want to educate them on when to ask for certain things and how to swipe that card, and that sort of information.
Okay, okay. And so you've got your office, you have the service center,
yes.
And
well, we're going to open up eight around the island
so
to service
be, okay.
The
wow.
The entire island.
So you're coming a big way, and you think the implementation is going to be what, 1 year for the 8 centers around the island?
Within the year we'll have all 8 in. The first one is here in San Juan. Hato Rey,
right
across from the Scotia Bank there. I think they call it the Golden Mile or
right.
Something. So we open up there, and then we're going to open up the rest as the year goes on.
Yeah, they announce you, introduce you. They talked that you had a hobby of alligator, crocodile killer or something. So
no,
that doesn't sound right.
Well, actually, it's right.
It's right, okay.
My partner had a contract for Palm Beach County, Florida. So if there is an alligator in your pool, we're responsible for removing it, and
okay.
The state would let us keep it. And so we would sell it to buyers. And so a lot of people out there have alligator shoes that I caught.
Okay.
So, but no, it's true. And I did it more as a hobby and something fun. I've caught about 3,200 alligators in my
3,200.
Life.
3,200.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I love the animal, respect the animal, and how to deal with the animal. So when people look at it as dangerous, I know how to grab them, wrap them up, and stick them in a truck and put them in your purse. So.
There was a statement, I think it was in Argentina, there was a statement about crocodilo que se vuelve cartera, the crocodile who falls asleep becomes a purse, you know.
That's correct.
Like the camarón que se duerme se lo lleva la corriente, the shrimp that falls asleep, the current takes them. But
the problem is I haven't ran across any of those sleeping
alligators. Ones, you get them alive.
So it's been a lot different kind of experience. Yeah.
So well, anyway, that brings your competitive your careful analysis of a situation. If you were, you know, 3,200 alligators, that creates a mindset
that's very
helpful.
You've got to have a certain mindset, and it's great to take that mindset over to business so that you don't get bit in business as well.
Very good. So. Well, Frank, I thank you for joining Business Resolutions. I'm with Frank Fox of First Data, a newcomer to Puerto Rico. In the sense of physically being here, you've been involved with transactions with Puerto Rico as a direct environment. Thank you for joining me, and the best of luck, and we'll have have you later on in the program more in terms of these kinds of things about your
sure.
past. I
Absolutely.
Know you were in the radio business as a
DJ
business, and all that.
Business,
So we'll have you later on in this, but I wanted your thoughts with respect to this summit, the Chamber of Commerce summers that we're attending today. So
yes.
nice having you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.